In time of war, the use of hunger as a weapon is widely viewed as a violation of international law. But in the political fight over the federal government shutdown, hunger has been front and center, as 1 in 8 Americans face the loss of federal SNAP food benefits as soon as Saturday. But after a court ruling Friday, those people may be getting a reprieve, or at least some of them may get some help for a while. The ruling came in a dispute over the Trump administration's refusal to dip into a contingency fund to keep the food aid flowing during the shutdown. Colorado Congressmember Joe Nagus discussed the issue at a news conference Friday.
It is the law. The Trump administration is required to release those funds today. That is why the administration is now embroiled in federal litigation, in federal court in Massachusetts, that I ultimately think will be successful. And the administration will be compelled eventually to release those funds. The question is whether that decision will happen before families go hungry or after.
The answer to that question came later Friday when two federal judges issued their rulings. District Judge John McConnell in Rhode Island ordered the Department of Agriculture to distribute emergency funds, in the court's words, timely or as soon as possible. And he wants an update by Monday. In Massachusetts, District Judge Indira Talwani issued a similar order. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro welcomed the ruling in a news conference.
The judge in our case ruled that the Trump administration must turn the spigot on and must release these SNAP dollars. That's an important win.
While the rulings were a victory for SNAP, it may not be all that supporters had hoped for, Shapiro explains.
There's two problems that we are concerned about. Number one, it's going to take about 10 days for them to be able to get those dollars flowing to SNAP recipients again. And number two, given this administration and its propensity to ignore the rule of law, I don't trust that they're going to follow this judge's ruling.
And there's another problem. The money in the contingency fund amounts to $5.25 billion. But that's not nearly enough to fully cover SNAP benefits for November, which will cost about $9 billion. There is other money the administration could use to cover SNAP. That would be what's called Section 32 funds from customs receipts. But whether that happens is up to the discretion of the Trump administration. Trump had resisted using the contingency fund, but after the ruling, he now says he's ordered administration lawyers to ask for clarification about legally funding the SNAP program. Trump also offered his opinion about SNAP beneficiaries.
And, you know, largely, when you talk about SNAP, you're talking about largely Democrats. But I'm president. I want to help everybody. I want to help Democrats and the Republicans. But when you're talking about SNAP, if you look, it's largely Democrats. They're hurting their own people.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.